Es hat sich in der Schabach Ches von Schlagen, wenn Yehuda Masech das Nazir darf nun Ches. Fregt Gemara, maybe you can say that the question of whether shaving the entire head, whether that's included in the Lava Lois Akifu, maybe it's actually Machlaikis among Tanoim. We have one Braisa that says that the word Roishoi written regarding the shaving of a Metzayra teaches that the shaving obligation overrides the Lava Lois Akifu. Another Braisa says that the word Roishoi comes to something else. It teaches that a Metzayra who is a Nazir must also shave his head. Maybe we can say that the Machlaik between the Braisas is that the second Braisa holds shaving the entire head is not included in Lois Akifu and therefore uses the Pasuk for another drasha, whereas the first price holds that's included in the Lava Lois Akifu and therefore needs a Pasuk to say that shaving a Metzayra overrides the Lava Lois Akifu. Rava said it may be that everyone holds that shaving the entire head is not subject to the Lava Lois Akifu. The first price uses the Pasuk to teach that the Metzayra may even shave his head by rounding his head first, which is exactly Lava Lois Akifu, without just shaving off the entire thing and then shaving off the rest of his hair. For that, we couldn't say that, because we learned that Rish Lakish says that one may only override a lav for the sake of doing an assay when there's no other way to do the assay. If so, he would not be allowed to first round his head and then shave off the rest of his head, because he can avoid that lav altogether by just shaving the entire head at once. Rather, Zakhtamar, we must say that everybody holds that shaving the entire head is included in the lav of Lesakifu. The first Braisa uses the Pasuk to teach that the assay of shaving a Metzayra overrides this lav. The second Braisa uses the Pasuk to teach that the assay of shaving overrides the lav. The lav and the assay of a nazir who's not allowed to shave his hair with a lav and an assay. This braisa will learn the concept of just that an assay can override a regular lav just from the pasuk of tzitzis, which says that tzitzis of shatnas may be worn. So he doesn't need roisha to teach that an assay is doicha a lav, because that he learns from tzitzis. So when with the pasuk of roisha, rather uses to teach that the assay is even doicha the assay and the lois assay of shaving the head of a nazir. For the acting Mar, though, why doesn't the first Braisa learn this concept from the mitzvah of Tzitzis also? The Mar says that he uses the psukim of Tzitzis to come to teach a different drasha, which is the drasha of Rava, who dashens that Tzitzis can either be made of the same material as the garment that they're on, or they have to be made of either wool or linen. Shekhmer, has the first Braisa, who uses Roishoi to teach that an assay overrides a lav, has he learned that an assay can even override a lav and an assay like by Nazir? Mar says it would be learned from the word Zekonoi written in the same pasuk, which teaches that even a Kohen who's a Metzayra must shave off his beard, although for a Kohen to do so would mean that he has to override an assay and a lav for a Kohen to shave off his beard. Fact, Gemara, why doesn't the second Braisa learn this from Zekoni as well instead of learning it from Roishoi? Gemara says, we can also ask, why don't we learn from a Kayan that an assay always overrides an assay in a lav? The answer is, because we can't learn from the case of a Kayan to a regular case, because it's a lav shein ha-shoveh ba-koil. For that same reason, we can't learn from a Nazir, we can't learn the din of a Nazir from a Kayan, and therefore we need to learn it from Roishoi. Fact, Gemara, what does the second Braisa learn from the word Zekoni? And for the Gemara, he would say, it teaches that the Metzayra's beard must be shaved with a razor, because if not, the shaving could be done with another cutting instrument, would not cause him to be over the lav of shaving the corners of the beard. Since the Torah had to specifically allow the shaving of the Metzayra, it must be that the Metzayra's cutting has to be done with a razor. According to the first Braisa, why do we need a separate word of Roishoi and Zekonoi? The Mara said we couldn't learn the case of a Kohen from Nazir because Nazir can have his Naziris annulled, and maybe that's why his lav is not so strong. We couldn't learn Nazir from Kohen because the Kohen's lav is Enishav Bakoil, doesn't apply to everybody, and maybe that's why that his lav is weaker and therefore it cannot be learned from. Zoktamar Vaita, Rav said a man may shave his entire body with a razor and would not be over the lav of Le Silbash Geras Samas Isha for doing so. Fjaktamar Braisa says that a man who removes the hair of his armpits or his private area is Chai of Malkus. That would mean it's Deraisa. Mar says the Braisa is discussing shaving with a razor. Rav was discussing shaving with a pair of scissors. In fact, Rav said that halacha even when using a razor. The Gemara, he meant cutting close to the skin like a razor, but Yitaka would not allow using a razor because that would taka be also even Deraisa. Said a man who removes the hair of his armpit or his private area would be subject to malchus. Vekmar Braisa says that removal of such hair is only also derabbanan. So Haki says chayav malchus. Mara says Rabbi Yechanan means he gets derabbanan malchus maridus. Another version says, said a man who removes the hair of his armpit or his private area would be subject to malchus based on the pasuk of Le Silbash. Fekmar Braisa says that removal of such hair is only also derabbanan. Mara says Rabbi Yechanan holds like another Braisa, which clearly says that the Isser is deraisa based on the Isser of moving hair of the armpit or the private area is a deraisa based on the pasuk of the lav of Loi Silbash.